The silken hood quivered, her Slagar wiped away an imaginary tear.
Such hospitality and kindness. Thank you, sir. My friends and I will repay you by putting on an extra special performance for you and your good creatures.
As they moved over to the table, nobody noticed Vitch slip a small scroll to Slagar. The sly one secreted it beneath his voluminous cape. Wartclaw crept up behind Skimpaw, with a jug of water poised to throw at him. A ferret named Deadnose, who stood facing Skimpaw, was juggling three balls, unaware that Wartclaw was about to drench Skimpaw with the water. The youngsters squirmed with glee as they shouted out,
"Look out! He's behind you!"
"Oh, what did you say?"
Skimpaw wrinkled his false red nose and grinned a silly grin. Deadnose dropped one of the balls he was juggling. Skimpaw bent to pick it up at the exact moment that Warclaw flung the water from the jug at him. The youngsters roared with laughter as Deadnose was drenched instead of Skimpaw. Scringe darted in with a large floppy wooden clapper. He swung it and smacked Warclaw across the bottom with a loud comic slap. Warclaw whooped with surprise, dropped the jug and stepped in it by accident, getting his paw stuck inside. They ran off with Warclaw hop-skipping, clumpety-thump, the jug fixed on his paw, while Scringe followed up, whacking his bottom with the clapper. All the inhabitants of Redwall laughed merrily. Abbot Mordalfus held his sides as he chuckled to Basil.
I knew that juggler would get drenched. Oh, look, the red-nosed fellow is eating one of the juggling balls. It was an apple all the time.
Silly old blighter, I say the weasel chap is trying to eat the other juggling balls. They're real wooden ones. Spit them out, old lad. You'll break your teeth.
Slagar was prancing about the tabletops, giving out paper butterflies to the young ones. They flew just like real butterflies. Nobody noticed that every time he passed a jug, flagon, or bowl, a little powder was dropped into the drink. Skirting the back of the gathering, Slagar stood behind the flames of the baking pit and threw a pawful of powder into the fire. It caused a whoosh of green flame to shoot upwards. Leaping across the pit, the sly one seemed to materialise out of the middle of the emerald-coloured flames.
Stella Lunaris, Luna Stellaris, I am the Lord of Mountebanks. Is there one among you named Ambrose Spike?
Aye, that's me over here. But how did you know my name?
The Lord of Moon and Stars knows all, Ambrose Spike. You are the keeper of the cellars, and your October ale next season will be even better than before.
Well, I'm blowed. The jolly old fire jumper knows about you, Spike, me lad.
Slagar whirled round.
Is that Basil Stagher I hear speaking? Famed scout and retired foot fighter?
Aye, and famous glutton and singer of dreadful songs.
The sly one cocked an ear.
Hark! Is that the voice of Mrs. Letty Bankvull, mother of baby Rollo?
Mrs. Bankvull was flabbergasted.
Oh, yes, that's me. But how did you know, Mr. Stellaris?
Gather round, good creatures of Redwall Abbey. I will tell you of secrets known only to the Lord of Mountebanks. But first, you must drink a toast to the two who caught the big carp, your abbot and your warrior, two of the noblest, most brave creatures that ever lived.
Fleabag, Skimpaw, Wartclaw, Scringe and the rest dashed around the tables, chuckling heartily and tickling little ones behind the ears while filling up every beaker and bowl. Formal stood up on a bench.
Here's to Matt Wisey Warrior, and here's to Habit Dalfus. Good health, gentle beasts.
Beakers and bowls clinked together as the toast was drunk. Slagar threw another pawful of dust into the fire. This time it rose up golden and smoking in a column as he called out in an eerie voice.
Stella Lunaris, Fortuna Mandala, hark to me, all creatures.
Matameo was fascinated by the magic fox. He put his cider down and watched with rapt attention. Now the fox had taken off his flowing silken cloak. He held it up and swirled it in front of him, slowly at first, then getting faster and faster, chanting as he did.
See the stars, see the moon, penned around by blackest night. See the diamonds, red and purple, silk and fire and blood and light. See them turning, ever turning, like a great mandala wheel, spinning as the fire is burning. What is false and what is real?
From somewhere near, Matameo could hear Mrs. Church Mouse gently snoring. He tried to fix his eyes on the swirling cloak as it turned from diamond patterns to star-studded night skies. The fox's voice droned on and on, until finally Matameo could no longer keep his leaden eyelids from drooping. He fell asleep across the table, full of good food, well entertained, and completely happy.